Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Is time moving faster? Yes. It's amazing how it's summer, Christmas, you know? Hot, cold, you know? No lukewarm, it's hot, cold. Glory. Hebrew 1, verse 1. God at various times. In other words, God's time. It can be any time, every time, all the time. At various times and in various ways, that means he can speak to you in any way he wants, whether it be in dreams or visions or revelation, prophetically, prophets, events, feasts, his written word. However he wants to release something, he's going to. And right now, he's releasing from every area to be released. Because the enemy is attacking from every area possible. God is trying to shake and awake big time. It says, so in various times and in various ways, God spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. He's speaking to us by the prophets today also. Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son or by the Spirit of his Son, known as the Holy Spirit, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And again, various times and various ways, Christ has spoken. He's speaking right now through the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is the carrier of the anointing, which is the eternal power, presence, and truth of God Almighty. He is releasing more words than ever before. Does everybody understand? From every area, trying to do what? Awaken the people. So they don't get caught in the tsunami of the enemy. Hebrews 12:25. See it, you do not what? Refuse him who speaks. Well, if he's speaking from everywhere, many people are refusing him, ignoring him, not willing to hear or obey. See that you don't refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, in other words, when he was here on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. So God is speaking from heaven, from his throne, through his Spirit, through the body of Christ, of prophets, through dreams and visions and revelations, through his word. He is speaking like he has never spoken before, globally. Why? Because we're in the last days. Amen? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but the heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may what? Remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and glory and godly fear. For our God is a what? Consuming fire. Those. Now, let me share something with you. Where it says, therefore, we are receiving the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Those are his people. Who's receiving the kingdom? We are. Who cannot be shaken. But those who are being shaken are not receiving the kingdom. And then it says, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence. That means you carry the fear of the Lord. You reverence, honor, and respect him because you have relationship with him. That sets you apart. In this area, it sets you apart. You are called an anointed warrior. Everyone say, I'm an anointed warrior. These are the warrior classes of God. It is a specific class God has set. God can only call you to that place. You can't volunteer. Does everybody get it? You can't volunteer. That must come within to be drawn. He says, no man come to the Father unless he's what? Drawn. God is preparing you to fulfill a position. You and I are here, part of this house, is the warrior class of God. Does everybody get this? And I'm going to tell you why. The shaking is to expose the wicked, the rebellious, and the ignorant. The shaking is to do what? Expose the wicked, the rebellious, and the ignorant. In other words, those that are deceived. Amen? And awaken creation to the truth. I'll say it again. The shaking is to expose the wicked, the rebellious, and the ignorant, and awaken creation to the truth. See, when God has a call, in other words, we all have a call. We know that the call, first of all, everybody is to be a warrior, amen, a fighter, I mean. Call is battle. We're called to battle, amen. Not everyone feels that call to battle. We have a call to battle. That's a warrior. Amen? Our purpose is to what? Destroy Satan's kingdom, and our destiny is infiltrate the world. That makes you an anointed warrior. Not everyone is fulfilling that call, purpose, or destiny. Only you can fulfill it if you're called to do it. God has already predestined you to be set apart for that. Why? Why does he do these things? Because he causes the foolish to become wise. Amen? He confounds the goofy out there. He takes us who were despised, outcasts. Amen? And he turns us into trophies for his glory. That's what it's about. It isn't anything you and I did. That's for sure. We didn't even know about any of this stuff before. We just knew we needed help. We didn't know how it was going to come. Most of us never even knew about the eternal arena in reality. Not hardly any of us knew about really true the power of Christ. We knew about religion. We knew about going to church. We knew about people that were Bible thumpers. Amen? We knew about false things. We saw people carry around Bibles that were acting like idiots. Certainly didn't draw you to Christ. It actually drew you away from it. I never even knew what a Christian was. That's all I knew is, are you a, they said Christian or Catholic? I'm thinking, I don't know, Catholic. I was born Roman Catholic, still Roman everywhere, I didn't know what the heck the difference was. I've been lied to my whole life. Even by my parents, they didn't know the truth. Anyone who didn't know the truth lied to us. Didn't mean they did it on purpose. They were ignorant. Amen? They weren't really seeking themselves. They weren't asked to be drawn. You know what? Most of us here said, God, help me. I mean, we got to a point where we're like, man, this something ain't right besides me. Something ain't right, man. There's something. There's got to be more than this. I used to get high and talk to God all the time. Never thought he'd hear me. Man, I knew there had to be something more. I was waiting for an alien invasion or something. I don't know. I used to see them. They were shadows and demons and but they were tormentors. They weren't friendly at all. And two angels showed up one time, and they were talking, and they said, man, look at him. He's destroying his life. Man, when I saw that and heard that, that turned my heart around. Blew my high, but it turned my, But praise God, It was better than Narcan. And then when I met the Most High, I realized why I wanted to get high. I was actually looking for home. I didn't know it. I was trying to get home. We were all trying to get home and didn't know it. We were looking to feel good because where we came from, the greatest feel good. Didn't know it. Deceived so many years. Trying to make something of ourselves. Trying to be somebody when we were already predestined to be somebody. We could pretty ourselves up, but we were ugly inside until that change came. Not that change came too much outside, but praise be to God, We carried a better fruit. Amen? we began to age gracefully. With joy and peace and righteousness. It was different. We got a new life, a new opportunity. I mean, all of us always ask for another chance. Oh, I need another chance. But, you know, our other chance was in our own strength, and we'd blow it every time, and we'd be angry with ourselves. I can't believe I did that again. I do that when I play tennis. I can't believe I missed that again. I can't believe I ran into that fence again. They need to expand these tennis courts. But again, we've had so many opportunities and chances that we have been distracted to grab hold of fully, never completing fullness of things that were granted to us. You know, not even completing some schools or things or whatever, and God is trying to rescue us. But out of His grace and His mercy and His love for us, He didn't give up on us, even when we gave up on ourselves. Amen? And that's the beauty of that relationship with Him. And because of these areas that we've been through, there's thousands and hundreds of thousands that have been through the same thing, but not everyone has gone through where we've gone through. Not all of them have reached the depthness of darkness where we've been. And for much is given, much is grateful. Not only that, for much is given, much is accountable to. So we know the depths of darkness where we were. We know the disappointments and the discouragements of life, not even realizing that life offered us anything. Thought we had to take it. Until Christ came into our life and things began to change. But because of the places that we have been, because of the choices that we made, He stepped in. And when He stepped in, He said, "Let's make a change. Grab my hand. You grab my hand, I'll give you my heart." And things began to change. It starts with a hand of rescue, and then it starts as a heart change. And as that heart begins to change more and more and more, and as we become thirsty and hungry for more and more and more, and also we begin to fall into a call and a purpose and a destiny, and we realize that there's much more to all of this. Even there's much more to just salvation. There's more than just laying down of hands. There's more than casting out devils. There's more. There's a whole nother reality, realizing that we've been living in a temporary reality, deceived, called the Matrix. But now we have a call and a purpose and destiny to bring the true reality into this present time. God has anointed us for this purpose, that we may reveal, unravel, and express the mysteries of God, of who He is and who we are in Him. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, "Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." We are in the last hour, and the Antichrist is exposed everywhere. "They went out from us, but they were not of us, for they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have a what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." We're in the last hours. We are in the end time, the deep state of Antichrist, the mystery Babylon. They're all associated with the same thing, would be exposed by the anointing through the body of Christ. And that's what's happening right now. It's through the body of Christ. Why? Because they are the anointed warriors. Not everyone is an anointed warrior. Amen? But we've got anointed warriors out there that are exposing, infiltrating, giving up their lives, and dying to declare the truth in the mysteries of God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. "We are the warrior class of God Almighty." That's why warfare to us is priority. God's presence is priority. Because it was the presence of the Lord that exposed the enemy. Amen? Wherever he went, they shook. In verse 1, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That's his plan, isn't it? And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men and women who will be able to teach others. Be able to what? Teach, train, pass on. What? A warrior status. Exposing the mysteries, revealing the mysteries of God. You therefore must endure hardship as a good what? Soldier, a warrior of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. Oh, that is so powerful. In other words, you are set apart specifically as a warrior. And in that, there's not the desire to live according to the ways of the world. You are set forth every single day as a destroyer of Satan's kingdom. Your heart hates evil. You love righteousness. And in that, you are a servant to the Anointed One and His anointing. Amen? No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the sinful ways of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. See, you've been enlisted. Basically, you've been drafted. Amen. Your number was called. And also, if anyone competes in the athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the what? To the rules. In other words, you're not looking to practice lawlessness. You're not looking for shortcuts. Amen? You're looking for fulfillment, to fulfill God's purpose in this realm. The hardworking farmer must first be to partake of the crops. Consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. Oh, hallelujah. We are soldiers. We are warriors. A class set apart for the Lord. God releases hidden mysteries and secrets to bring to light in the present reality. To what? To expose the puppet masters of evil. That's what's happening right now. You know, many people are not letting people know what's going on. There are so many people walking in the world going, you know, what's going on? Why are these things happening? This, that, whatever. But the warriors, the anointed warriors, carry this truth. We're to be releasing this to people wherever we go. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants as what? Servants of Christ or servants of the anointing. And stewards of the mysteries of God, the secrets and the things that are being revealed. Moreover, it is required in its stewards that one be found what? Faithful, consistent, alert. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. Now, this is Paul, because look at how set apart he was. He knew he was an anointed warrior. He knew he was a class of God's warriors. He knew. He's like, man, you can't judge me. Nobody's going to judge me. God judges me. Amen? For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the what? Lord. Because he has a fear of God, and he has a relationship. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Not from man. Oh, hallelujah. We are servants to the Anointed One and His anointing as the commander of the Lord's army is always before me and you. We always set Him before us. He is the commander of the Lord's army. Amen? And we as servants in a military operation, we are stewards of the mysteries and the secrets of the unseen so that they become seen. in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, according to the carnal. We look through the carnal, the physical, into the spirit. Even though we've known Christ according to the carnal of the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. We know that he came to fulfill a mission while he was in the flesh. Amen? In the body, in the physical. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a what? A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If anyone is in the anointing. If anyone is in the anointing. Yeah. The anointing is the eternal presence, power of Christ. It's the truth of Christ. The presence, the power, and the truth. The presence, the power, and the truth. The presence, the power, and the truth. If you're living in the presence, the power, and the truth of God Almighty, you're walking in the anointing, and you are a servant to the Anointed One and His anointing. And you are a steward of the mysteries of God Almighty, because He reveals to you. Why? Because the anointing leads us to what? All truth. All truth. Amen? Oh, glory. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Well, let me ask you this. If you know the mysteries of God, does that assist in the reconciliation of the world? Yes. Yes. Because it's disasters and events that usually cause people to get attention. In other words, that's how God gets people's attention. So you and I must be ready during that time to be available. What? To explain what's going on. Amen? Oh, verse 19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now again, the world doesn't understand righteousness. In fact, the righteousness of God irritates them. The presence of God releases the righteousness of God, and it irritates the world. In fact, it causes them to hate you. Because they only know what good and evil is. They don't know what righteousness is. They can't reach righteousness. They can't even comprehend it. Oh, hallelujah. We are ambassadors in the warrior class of God. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 1. Pursue what? Love. Desire the spiritual gifts. Hello. But especially that you may prophesy. That you may release the words of God. Do you know that when you interpret tongues or you interpret revelation, it becomes prophetic? Does everybody get it? That's called prophecy. What we're seeing right now is an unfolding of prophecy all over. God's time, everything that's happening, the shaking. The exposure of Babylon, the harlot, the mystery Babylon. That's why it's called mystery. Because it hides and lurks in the shadows and works its operation like strings on a puppet. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to what? Men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks what? Mysteries. The mysteries, the hidden things of God. He speaks these. Well, if he's speaking these things, amen, nothing comes into this realm without breath. Does everybody get it? Everything comes through breath. God spoke everything into existence, and everything comes into this reality by breath. So as you're speaking these things in, you're calling those things that are not as though they are. You're bringing them from the eternal reality into the present time reality. Mysteries. And it's brought into your spirit. And the Holy Spirit will bring interpretation to you in due time. So things that you may don't even realize that you may come across, all of a sudden you have understanding of it. Wow. That's awesome. I understand that. Why? Because it's already in you. So you didn't understand anything just at that point. You've already had it in you by the anointing of God Almighty. Amen? Verse 3. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. But he who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. In other words, encouragement, preparing. I wish you all spoke in tongues. Can everybody speak in tongues? Yes. Does everybody wish to speak in tongues? No. It's one of the traditions of men that have they've been taught, oh, tongues is only for them before. You can't cast out devils no more. Those are the ones that have the devils. Paul said, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues. Unless what? Indeed, he interprets. Well, when you interpret tongues, you're prophesying. That the church may receive edification, preparation, exhortation. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Tongues access the mysteries the world can't understand. People that are so self-willed cannot enter into this class of warrior. Because the people in this class have no will but that of the Father. That doesn't mean you won't have desires. Amen? But you always put your desires in line with the will of God. That doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. Amen? Doesn't mean we won't go through trials. It doesn't mean we won't be tempted. Amen? We still live in this place. Even though we're not from this place. Hallelujah. That's what sets us apart. But see, those things always come to your remembrance. Because the Holy Spirit's always reminding you, man, you don't belong here anyways. It's okay. Don't worry about it. If God be with you, who can be against you? You're more than a conqueror. You're set apart. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech, my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, the world is looking for the wisdom of men. And we're looking for the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature, who have understanding, who are spirit-filled. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. In a what? In a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for whose glory? Our glory. In other words, all of this has been held now, till now. Which none of the rulers of this age had knew, for had they known, they would have not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, eye has not seen nor heard, ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his, there it is, Holy Spirit, the anointing. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Those are mysteries. Those are secrets. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except they're the spirit of God. So man can try and figure it all out. In fact, man's trying to figure out everything. What we're seeing right now is phenomenal globally. It's happening all over the world. Things are collapsing. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Hello. In other words, it bypasses carnality. That's why many are ignorant. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually what? Spiritually discerned. I love it. The world can't understand unless be revealed by the anointing. Well, who's the carriers of the anointing? We are. So we're the ones that are explaining and expressing and unveiling the mysteries of God. Everyone say, I'm important to God in saving this world. Amen. Matthew 13, verse 10. Let's speak it. And the disciples came and said to Jesus, why do you speak to them in parables? Parables. Those are mysteries, aren't they? But they can't interpret them. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown what? Dull. Dull. They're not hungry for truth. So why would God give them truth if they're not hungry for truth? Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes, they have what? Closed. Many of us know this in our own families. Amen? Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I could what? Heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and hear what you hear and did not hear it. Why? Because we are the warrior class. Everyone said, I'm of the warrior class. Now, not everybody will maintain that class. Some people will quit. And they'll just want to be civilians. Amen? Some people will continue to go and go and go and just want to live their life. And the enemy will come and choke the everything of the world and their desires to be famous, successful, and build this and build that and everything for their selfishness instead of building for the kingdom. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, we do what? Labor in vain. Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Whoa. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord, or the mysteries of the Lord, is with those who what? Fear him, reverence him, honor him, respect him. And he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, and he shall pluck my feet out of the net. That's a covenant promise. Amen? Why? Because we reverence, we fear, we honor, respect the presence of God. And we will receive hidden mysteries to be revealed in the last days. And we are in the last days. This is where people become anxious for everything. Because you know what happens? Confusion comes. And the word says where there's confusion, evil's there. God's not the God of confusion. So people are in a state of confusion. They are in a state of fear. They don't know which way to go. In Romans 8:18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time, this present reality, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That glory is associated with mysteries. So the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Why? Because we're the revealers. So creation is waiting for me and you to reveal all the mysteries and the hidden things and secrets of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the what? The bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now, that's a phenomenal declaration. Phenomenal. And this is where the battle is right now. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs and together until now. Because of a new birth, a new era. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, who carry the mysteries of God. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for what? Perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we don't know what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. Hallelujah. Now he who searches the hearts of and knows the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Yes. The glory in us. Because we are the carriers, the unveiling of the mysteries of God Almighty in the present day events all over the world. All of these events, you can have the events, but somebody's got to interpret them. Amen? Now, I said all that to bring us up to date. Revelation 17, verse 1. Now one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Waters is associated with peoples, tribes, nations, and so forth. This is not physical water. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of their fornication. Well, how do people really get drunk? What really takes people to get drunk and because they luxurious things, overspending money. They get drunk, they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they indulge themselves, overindulgence. It blinds, you know, the Lord talks about the warning of desiring to be rich. Amen. What does it do? It misleads individuals. These individuals were made wealthy and rich. He says, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, in verse 3, and I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and of abominations of the earth. This was written on her. I mean, she wasn't hiding nothing, was she? And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. These are puppet masters that lurk in the shadows of darkness, controlling the world events with deception and fear. They hold power, but I want you to know it's artificial power. Because they hold power because they hold all the money. So if you're holding money back from people, they can't purchase, they can't do things. Amen? So because they're holding all the money, and the Bible says the root of evil is what? The love of money is the root of all of what? Evil. Amen. So they hold artificial power through the money, through currency. And again, for the love of money is the root of all evil. They follow, if, you know, in all investigations and criminal activity, the first thing they said is, follow the money. Amen? Follow the money. In the book of Haggai, in chapter 2 and verse 8, you don't have to go there. It says that this, Jesus said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord. Right now, there's a what we're seeing, because we're hearing it about all over, right? People are freaking out. Well, I keep my money in a bank, take it out, do this, do that, whatever. There are certain banks you need to take your money out. And there are certain banks you can leave it in, you know. But I wouldn't leave it all in. Don't keep your eggs all in one basket. Amen? Because the money currency of the United States is being removed. They already have new money printed. Again, the only way to take down Babylon is to take down their power. That's money. Amen? So you're going to see all these banking systems, all of these things all over the world corrupt are coming down. And so all of these, what they call BRICS nations, we've talked about this before, they're all promoters of God's money, his gold and silver. So everything is going to be, if there's no backing on it, it's nothing but paper. So the Babylonian system, the harlot, has been printing money out of thin air with no backing. It's counterfeit. It's deceptive. It's corrupt. All the money we have is just a note. It's an IOU. I owe you this. I owe you that. And they create wars. They pay for them. And they pay to rebuild them. And they lend money out with interest. You know, interest, collecting interest is actually illegal. People don't realize it, but all of these laws are about to change here shortly. The things that they... Why? How can you pay interest on something that ain't worth nothing? It's wrong. Amen. It's a piece of paper. Heck, we might as well put our pictures on it. At least, you know, it's got something now with us. Hallelujah. So we're, again, the harlot is being taken down right now. Okay? And everything is being exposed. The takedown comes through money. Then other things will follow that. That's why people are investing in other currencies, this, that, whatever, because we know that the money's got, value's got to come up to equalize globally. There will be a reset of everything, but the first reset that's going to happen is going to be currency. Why? Because that's the removal of the power of evil. And it's the transfer of the power of the wealth to the righteous from the wicked. You know, you don't have to figure it all out and how it's going to happen. It's already happening. They've already printed all the new money. Every country has new money printed representing themselves. Now, our country, which is the head of Babylon, which is the harlot, which is seduced and blinded and made drunk the whole world by its trading, by its giving, but they're giving counterfeit money. You and I get arrested for what they do. It's all coming down. Revelation 13 and verse 11. Now, beast is always associated with the fallen regime angels. Amen? That's behind all of this. It says, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Now, wait a minute. The first beast was considered as a female. Amen. This is another beast that follows. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. So we know that there's going to be a tremendous disaster. Something is going to happen that's going to awaken the world. And I really believe this is, has to do with the currency. The wound. The wound is destroying the currency. In other words, they had to, and then God is going to allow the healing. Does everybody understand that? Whose deadly wound was healed. What will be healed? Currency. He performs great signs so that he even makes the fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he has granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. In other words, the first beast is going to be dismantled. Amen. The wound is the destruction of currency. The second beast will take over. But in between these times, there's going to be glory. There'll be the greatest salvation. There'll be the establishment of the Joseph Ministries. It's all over the globe. Everything's going to change. This will be for a period of time. And then eventually, God will allow the following beast to arise. Somebody get this. Why? Because he's going to interfere with the currency again. Does everybody get this? Is everybody okay? Okay. Let's see. So it says again in verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their hands or their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except for the who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number on his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is. Well, the number of man, it's not a person. It has to do with the physical. Now, there are three areas in this, because each number is Roman numerals. And I'm not going to go through all of it. But I just want you to know it's associated with government. And in government, what's associated with the government? Political. Amen. It's associated with currency, and it's associated also with the medical, the pharmaceutical, that control everything. It is coming down. Amen. It's all coming down. But again, there's going to be a transit. The wound will be according to the currency, and then it will be healed. Well, it's going to be healed because everything's going to be prosperous again. Amen. And then the Lord's going to allow the beast to come in. Why? Because my hope is that we're raptured in that period of time. But even if we're not counted for God's wrath. Amen? So we're going to be blessed and prosperous regardless of what. But those who are not found in the book of life will be tormented. They'll be taken control by the beast. You know, there's too many people relying on the rapture. Don't rely on the rapture. What if God changed his mind? You know what? I think we're going to wait a little while, you know. When it's time to go home, we'll go home. But don't focus on going home. Focus on fulfilling his purpose. Amen? And don't want, you know how many people are going out getting debt, relying on the rapture? That's all right. Let's just charge up all these charges. They're going to be sitting in jail waiting for to be raptured. Well, the Lord's coming soon. He ain't coming for you, homie. Isaiah 24, and we'll close here. Verse 1. Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes its waste, distorts its surface and scatters abroad in its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, and with the servant, so with his master, and with as with the maid, so with his mistress. and as with the buyer, so with the seller, and with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creator, creditor, who is with the debtor. And, ooh, the land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. In other words, there'll be a great transition. Amen. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and a few men are left. The new wine falls, the vine lavishes, and the merry-hearted sigh. The myrrh of the tambourine ceases, and the noise of the jubilant ends. The joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The city of confusion is broken down. The city of confusion is broken. Every house is shut up so that none may go in. There is a cry for the wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. And the city desolation is left. And the gate is stricken with destruction, when it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people. It shall be like the shaking of the olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes, when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing, for the majesty of the Lord shall cry aloud from the sea. Therefore glorify the Lord in the dawning light, the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we have heard songs, glory to the righteous. But I said, I am ruined, woe to me. The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Indeed, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear in the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitants of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken, the earth is split apart, open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like halt. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on the high the host of the exalted ones, on the earth the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and will be shut up in prison. After many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be disgraced, and the sun ashamed. For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and behold his elders gloriously. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Okay. Anointed warriors. Things are happening. We carry the mysteries of God, the secrets, and are revealed to those who are set apart for him. Seek and you will find. Amen. Never give up. Stay on fire. Things are about to be released. And we want to be ready to receive it. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask you to protect the seed that's been imparted in us, that we may be prepared, awakened, quickened, and be continuous to be about your business. We are willing to accept everything that you're preparing to release to us, so that we may be faithful stewards of the mysteries and servants of the anointing as ambassadors of Christ, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.